From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, two wildfires exploding in size. One of them just wiped out an historic town in the Sierras. And we get a close-up look at what little is left behind. Plus, could all of that smoke affect the air quality here in the Bay Area? Good afternoon. I'm Devin Feely in for Lynn Keyes. An entire town gone. The Dixie Fire wiped out the town of Greenville. It's burned more than 500 square miles across Butte and Plumas counties. That's an area about the size of Phoenix. Take a look at the destruction. Only frames of buildings were left standing, the ground charred and smoldering. The U.S. Forest Service says it took about 3 hours for the fire to burn through the town of about 800 people. In Placer and Nevada counties, a fire that broke out yesterday afternoon near Colfax has scorched more than 1,400 acres. The river fire is burning in the woods northeast of Sacramento. Some people are packing up and getting out fast.
So we're all evacuating. Everyone's driving home as fast as they can to get their bag and split.
Photojournalist Dave Grassoff shows us the damage.
Yes, just so much devastation up here in the area. You can see what used to be a home right here behind me. Yesterday afternoon when the river fire started, homeowners, all they could do was grab a few important belongings and head on out. The fire was moving fast. It was burning hot. This is the chrome bumper of that car right there next to me. The fire burned so hot that it completely melted that piece of chrome right to the ground. Another thing of note, a lot of different fire jurisdictions from throughout the state helping out. Saw crews here from Kern County, also Mariposa County helping to fight this river fire. The wind, which was non-existent this morning, has picked up and at times is gusty. CAL FIRE also has planes and helicopters in the air monitoring and doing surveillance of the fire. One last note, there was a horse that was kind of stranded because obviously people had to take their most prized possessions. Unfortunately, there was a horse that was left behind. CAL FIRE saw that horse, got it to a safe area, got it food, and got it water. That's always good to see in here. CAL FIRE doing things above and beyond. At the River Fire, I'm Dave Grassoff in Grass Valley for KPIX 5.
And this just in, California has secured a FEMA grant to support response to the river fire that will free up federal money. Agencies will be able to apply for a 75% reimbursement of the cost of fighting that fire. Meteorologist Mary Lee joins us now. Mary, is that smoke going to be heading our way?
Well, Devin, not right now, but as we look to Friday and for Saturday, there is a chance for some of that smoke to move into the Bay Area. Now, current conditions, air quality at the moment, and looking at good air quality, we have that strong onshore flow and that strong sea breeze helping our air quality. As we go through our day, the air quality forecast moderate. Now, for the North Bay, East Bay, there's a chance to see some hazy skies for you, but that's really in the upper levels of the atmosphere, not at the surface. So I want to show you our smoke concentration forecast. So as we go through our day today, you can see we're still looking at good to moderate air quality, but watch as we head through Friday and into Saturday, there is a chance for some of that smoke to settle down into the surface here in the Bay Area. So watching that very closely for you. Devin, back to you.
Thanks, Mary.
Now to our other top story at noon. Three people shot after a birthday party in Alameda County. Chopper 5 was over the scene in San Leandro at Hesperian near Drew Street. You can see crime tape and evidence markers surrounding the building hours after it happened. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews talked to witnesses and has more from the scene.
This is a pretty sizable scene. Detectives took up an entire block investigating for well over 8 hours.
It sounded like World War III starting.
Crime tape waving in the wind, covering Hesperian Boulevard in San Leandro. Inside the crime tape, dozens of evidence markers.
Pop, 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 pop.
That's the sound a guy heard who lives nearby. He didn't want to show us his face, but he wasn't afraid to tell us what he heard.
A bunch of gunfire. Pretty rapid fire, too. It's like, I'd say it was semi-automatic.
San Leandro police say they got a call Wednesday night about loud music coming from a banquet hall. Police told on-site security to turn it down. Just 3 hours later,
we've heard quite a few rounds, probably on Hesperian, closer to Walmart.
Police saw a large crowd leaving and spotted more than 30 shell casings from two guns.
Sound like it was somebody stopped to shoot somebody, and they fired back, and it was real close by us.
Police confirmed three people were shot with non-life-threatening injuries.
It was real close by. It was like, I imagine everybody around that heard it probably were ducking for cover.
And police need your help. They're asking if you witnessed anything or saw anything that happened around 2 o'clock this morning to call detectives immediately. In San Leandro, Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
New at noon, the family of that missing runner in Pleasanton is speaking out. A little while ago, they confirmed it was his body that was found earlier this week.
There are no words to really express our gratitude. I have told several people that if I can, I would really like to meet every single person who helped us.
On Tuesday, a searcher found a body matching the description of 38-year-old Philip Krychek on the northern part of Pleasanton Ridge Park. That ended a three-week-long search. Investigators are now collecting evidence to try and figure out how he might have ended up there. This next story has a lot of people asking, what is happening? A passenger leaning out of a car holding an AK-47 on a San Francisco street. It looks like something right out of an action movie or a video game. The police department says it was back on July 11th at Barnfield and McKinnon during what they called an illegal exhibition of speed. Police managed to track down the car and they seized it yesterday. Let's get you the latest on the COVID crisis right now and a disturbing projection from Dr. Anthony Fauci. He thinks that the U.S. could see 200,000 new cases a day by the fall. That number was just 10,000 a few weeks ago. As Skylar Henry reports, the response to the surge has been very different depending on where you live.
Health officials say they are concerned about how quickly the Delta variant is spreading. The latest models project there could be anywhere from 350,000 to 1.8 million new COVID cases by the end of August, and deaths could follow suit, with models ranging from 2,300 to 9,100 new deaths by the end of the month. That has prompted some state governors to reinstitute protective policies.
Effective immediately, all P-12 schools and daycares in Illinois must follow the CDC guidance of universal masking inside, regardless of vaccine status.
But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has banned any such mask mandate from schools in his state, even though it just set a new record for COVID hospitalizations during the pandemic.
If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it.
The federal government is only issuing guidelines for most, leaving policies up to the states. But the Biden administration is taking steps to mandate COVID vaccines where it can. CBS News has confirmed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin plans to seek authorization for mandatory COVID vaccinations for all active duty troops.
The Delta variant has certainly affected us here in the military as it has affected the rest of the country. And when we have more to say about the status of the vaccines, we'll certainly do that.
And the Biden administration is working on a plan to require almost all foreign visitors to be fully vaccinated prior to entering the U.S. The rules will be phased in and will apply to visitors coming from all countries. Skylar Henry, CBS News, the White House.
While COVID cases rise in the United States, the virus is also surging around the world. Even countries that were once models of containment are seeing spikes. In the shadow of the Olympics in Tokyo, each day breaks the previous day's record of new infections. Japan's prime minister called the spread unprecedented and has expanded restrictions. In China, new outbreaks are leading to new lockdowns. Authorities in Wuhan are testing the city's entire population, all 11 million people, after detecting a handful of cases. Australia also expanded its restrictions with a record number of new infections in Sydney. And French President Emmanuel Macron announced on Instagram the elderly and vulnerable will be offered a booster shot starting in September. But the World Health Organization is telling nations to hold off on boosters while some countries are still struggling to get people their first doses. And when it comes to the pandemic, the Delta variant poses a huge danger to the unvaccinated. But what if you got all of your shots only to end up sick?
I think there probably are more breakthrough infections out there than we know about.
I was sick. I was surprisingly sick.
Tonight on The Road to Recovery, the COVID curveball, what you need to know about breakthrough infections and the steps that you can take and what it all means for your family. Tune in for that original report tonight at 7.